السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. There is a great difference between dignity under Islam and humiliation under the yoke of servitude regimes. Translated. The Higher Committee for Sudanese Certificate Examinations called on the international community and relevant organizations to continue supporting the Ministry of Education's efforts and to help enable all Sudanese students to sit for exams, especially in areas affected by war and complex humanitarian conditions. SUNA, June 26, 2025. A group of our fellow citizens still hold good hopes in the United Nations and its organizations, and they hope for assistance from the so-called international community and international organizations despite their history, which proves they do not give for the sake of Allah. They are not charitable organizations, but rather have an agenda that reveals its open hostility towards Islam and Muslims. In 2016, UNESCO held a conference on preventing violent extremism, which concluded that, quote, the issue of changing educational curricula in the Middle East and other regions where extremist ideas are flourished must be addressed, end quote. The term, quote-unquote, extremist ideology is used exclusively to refer to Islam because the Western powers that control today's world want a priestly Islam that has no bearing on everyday life, whether in terms of governance, politics, economics, or social systems. They want to avoid any obstacles to their plans. Indeed, they continue with all their criminal acts against Muslims, including persecution and genocide. The secession of South Sudan and the war currently raging in Sudan are nothing more than the result of following the capitalist West and its criminal organizations. The role of these so-called humanitarian organizations goes beyond what is announced, attempting to mislead public opinion by disseminating misleading information about the true situation in the areas where they operate in order to continue their work. This is in addition to their dubious intelligence roles on behalf of international powers, to the point that a number of observers have described them as tools of modern colonialism. Indeed, they are among the most dangerous tools of international conflict. In Sudan, how many times have these international organizations been exposed for conducting intelligence and espionage work for Western countries? This does not stop at simply gathering information, but extends to sowing the poison of division and conflict among populations, as happened in South Sudan, where these organizations, by taking sides in the conflict, contributed to the complicity of these conflicts, exploiting the immunity granted to them. Managing affairs requires treating these international organizations with distrust. Their actions, which have raised many doubts, are characterized by considerable ambiguity due to conflicting interests and the vague positions of the supporting countries. Our salvation is in our own hands, not in the hands of our enemies who are lurking around us, whether those who openly declare their hostility to us or those who hypocritically wear the garb of friends and the mantle of quote-unquote partners, donors. Linking educational issues, which are the most important in raising and shaping generations, with these suspicious organizations is political suicide and a great disaster, the destructive efforts of which will soon become apparent to society. Education is a fundamental pillar of the Muslim revival. To achieve this, a political system based on the great faith of Islam is essential, a system that includes a distinct, elevated, and independent political vision for its state, leading humanity from the darkness of disbelief, misguidance, and ignorance to the light and justice of Islam, which it brings to humanity in all areas of life, spiritually, intellectually, morally, politically, economically, and beyond, as well in science and technology. This political system, in a nutshell, is the Khilafa Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, based on the methodology of the prophethood, which fully implements Islam and its systems. It has led the world for centuries in its excellence of its academic institutions, its advanced innovations and discoveries, as well as its tremendous contribution to human development. There is a vast difference between dignity under Islam and humiliation under systems of subservience. Official spokeswoman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.